Storytel presents The Ferryman by Margit Sanomu, Part 31 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy. And there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He travelled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. The long, long sleep. Deep down under the ground, and far, far away from where the Ice People lived in the north, Tengil the Evil opened his age-old eyes. He did it slowly, because it was very difficult to raise eyelids that were heavy with age and covered in grey dust. With a great effort, he finally managed to open them. The two yellow slits that were his eyes weren't actually able to see anything other than the darkness surrounding him. But Tengil the Evil didn't need light. He could see without it. Far, far away. His centuries-long sleep had not been uninterrupted, nor had it been equally deep the whole time. Every now and then, it had been disturbed. Sometimes by his descendants trying to locate his buried water jar in the Valley of the Ice People. At those times, he had needed to focus all his energy on defending the sacred treasure. He couldn't move, and the valley made his brain feel sluggish as well, so his deadly menace didn't have much of an effect. Even so, he had been able to transfer a projection of himself into the valley and make it work there. He had used the projection of himself there many times to scare off intruders. The most dangerous time had been when Heike and Tula went there, when Heike, one of the most powerful descendants of Tengil the Evil and one who had turned against him, had threatened him by reciting incantations from the earliest days of the Ice People. It had been a very trying moment, which had really put his stamina to the test, and things got even worse when Tula, that confounded girl, set those four demons on him. What a horrifying memory! After that ordeal, Tengil the Evil had had to rest for a long time in a deep slumber in order to recover fully. But there had also been good moments. His dreadful eyes shifted back and forth. Slowly and laboriously, his yellow-grey gaze searched in the darkness, seeking through his memories for more pleasant events. Not all his descendants who were stricken were quite hopeless. Here Tengil the Evil thought with a special loathing of Tengil the Good, who had managed to reverse the curse so that his miserable descendants took up the battle against him, their great ancestor. But there had been some episodes that had given him great pleasure, like the beautiful man of long ago who chopped off the head of his wife, or Kulgrim, except for the fact that he didn't manage to accomplish very much, except, of course...